Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Hang on to your taste buds. We'll have for you in a minute a website for these creations. Breathitt County Bobcat Bread, Montgomery County Wild Berry Grilled Chicken Salad, Fort Campbell Hearty Fire Roasted Chili, from Pikeville, Panthers Burgoo, Mayfield High's Baked Fajitas, and from Whitley, Mesmerizing Melon Chicken Salad. They're all finalist recipes from the Kentucky Ag Department's Junior Chefs Competition.
We had a fabulous first year. We had 38 teams, which involved 177 students, and Commissioner Comer said that it was probably in the top three of the highlights at the Kentucky State Fair, so that's pretty good.
Tina Garland, coordinator of KDA's Farm to School program, to get more healthier locally grown foods into schools, says response to the contest was beyond all expectations. The competing kids had a ball, and the benefits also went to their classmates throughout the state.
Well, they develop a recipe that follows the National School Lunch Plan guidelines and is also food service director friendly. The goal is to get that recipe on the menu and menu it either weekly or monthly in their cafeterias.
The reason we're covering this early is that the deadline for school teams to get registered for this year's event is next Monday, March 10. More details in a minute. We'll be right back.
Behind every Kentucky Proud product you buy, cook, or use, behind every farmer's market.
We're the Paul family from Paris.
We're the O'Briens.
We're the Turners from McLean County.
Whatever you're shopping for, whether it's beef, poultry, pork, dairy, vegetables, fruit, or anything else, there's a Kentucky Farm family working for you.
Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
KDA's Tina Garland says paperwork for this year's High School Junior Chef Competition must be postmarked by next Monday, March 10. Complete competition information is at their website, kyagr.com. Then click on Farm to Market. She says it's a great experience for the kids interested and gives a boost to increased healthier eating at schools.
It also makes available different local recipes for food service to go to and pull from that have been student tested and liked. And if they get something they like, that means the participation is going to increase. So that means the kids are eating more and eating healthier and eating local.
That website again is kyagr.com. Click Farm to Schools, and there are dozens of awesome recipes to try. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.